بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من والاه. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله تعالى, our session today is going to be really fun, and it's a session dealing with your shopping list for Hajj. Because a lot of people, when they go for Hajj, people tell them, you know, make sure you take this, make sure you take that. They just kind of like take everything that they can in a small little bag, and you have to realize that Hajj, you know, if you're going on a business trip and you took stuff with you that you didn't need, it's not that big a deal. But if you go for Hajj, you'll most likely be wanting to bring back a lot of things with you. And if you take stuff that you're not going to need, that's not essential, then you find yourself in all this confusion at the end of Hajj. What do you do with these items that are like untouched? You never took it out of your bag in the first place. So inshallah ta'ala, what I wanted to do is give you a list of the essentials that you will need during your Hajj trip. Every year that I've gone, I've tried out different things. I've taken this, I've taken that. So what I'm saying to you is coming from experience. Not just someone told me this, but I've tried out everything that I'm saying, and I made this list that your Hajj backpack should have the following items, inshallah ta'ala. So this session is a little mild, and alhamdulillah, after this session, your assignment will be to go shopping. And I know that makes a lot of people happy, inshallah ta'ala. So here's the shopping list. Number one thing you should take with you is Vaseline. Why Vaseline? See, in Hajj time, for the men specifically, and this also happens for the women, they're going to get something, a rash that happens on their thighs between their legs. This is how it happens. Basically, when they're walking, their legs get all sweaty, the two thighs, and you're walking and the legs are sweaty, so they're rubbing against each other, right? And if you do this with your hands right now, you can go ahead and do it, you'll start to feel a little burn in your hands. So this is what happens to the two legs. The person's walking, and then when they sit down, they sit at a rest stop or something like that, the sweat dries, okay? And then they get up again after some time, maybe an hour later, they get up, and they start walking with dried sweat on their thighs, and then it turns into a rash. When you get this rash, you will know it's the most painful thing you could ever have. I've tried different things for this, and everybody gets this in Hajj. If your legs are touching like that, you're going to get this rash. And again, this can still happen to women. The men, they're not going to be wearing underwear in their ihram, but the women, they could still happen to them. So what you need to do, inshallah ta'ala, is use this Vaseline and keep it cool. If the Vaseline gets hot and like starts to melt and stuff like that, it's not as effective. So whenever you get the chance, keep it in a cool place. You know, it's Mecca, you know, whatever you can find cool place. Find a cool place and store it there, but make sure you go for Hajj with a bottle of Vaseline. And you don't necessarily need those huge bottles of Vaseline. You want to get the travel pack. You can get them for like 99 cents. The second item that you want to take with you is baby wipes. Baby wipes, and specifically the unscented version. Baby wipes are very useful because when you go for Hajj and you need to wash your hands, you've eaten some meal or something like that, you're not going to easily find a bathroom to wash your hands, and you don't want to be dumping your water, which you can be drinking later on. So the baby wipes are essential. Again, a travel pack, which you can get for like 99 cents, that you can, and specifically the unscented version, so that it doesn't have perfume that will mess you up during your ihram. Something specific about unscented versions, I'm going to be telling you unscented, and so on. Even though it's unscented, doesn't mean that there's no scent to it. So if you get unscented baby wipes and you smell them, they don't smell very nice. It has a smell to it, but it's not perfume. And the fact that it's not perfume, even though it still has a smell, it's okay. The thing that's forbidden in ihram, when you're in that state of ihram, is using perfumes, and unscented baby wipes or unscented soap, even though it has a smell, it doesn't mean that that's something that breaks your ihram. The next item on your list is that you want to take two large suitcases with you from the beginning of the journey. Now that goes against what other people tell you. People tell you travel light, and I'm telling you to travel light, but during the actual days of Hajj, the actual days of Hajj are 5 days, on the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and optional 13th day in Hajj. Before Hajj, you'll be going for a week before Hajj. Some people stay for 1 week after. And you do a lot of shopping. So what happens is that people, they're told to travel lightly when they go for Hajj. But when they go for Hajj, they buy all these gifts. And now the small backpack that they bought doesn't fit all the gifts that they purchased. So they're forced to buy a suitcase. And when you go for Hajj, you'll actually find a lot of suitcase shops because they know a lot of people make that mistake. So what I'm telling you is, go for Hajj with two large suitcases, very light suitcases, but big ones, so that when you go for Hajj, everybody will say, hey, what are you doing with those big suitcases? And you'll say, don't worry, I took hajjcoach.com and I've been doing these coaching sessions. I know what I'm doing. Then, at the end of Hajj, you'll have all the space to put your gifts, and you'll see your friends going to purchase suitcases at the end of Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. Of course, you keep a small, like, bag, a backpack that you'll take with you during the actual Hajj, but the big suitcases you leave at your hotel, inshallah ta'ala.